Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Chris Lawfrey. Lori Walsh is off today. The first week in April saw South Dakota Game Fish and Parks with a new director of the Parks and Recreation Division. Scott Simpson oversees 150 park areas throughout the state, over 200 full-time employees, and an annual budget of over $32 million. Simpson joins us today to discuss this position and allows us to get to know him. Scott Simpson, welcome to In the Moment.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Better. We got sunshine and pier today, so that's a nice break from last week.
I hear you. First of all, I know you rearranged your schedule to be with us today, so we really appreciate that.
No problem.
Let's begin by telling the listener, Scott, about your background and where you came from.
Okay. I'm originally a Brookings native, graduated high school from Brookings, was a little bit of a late bloomer, went back to school after I got married later on in my 20s, and went back and got my degree from the University of Sioux Falls, majored in business management while working in Sioux Falls, and eventually hooked on with the Game Fish and Parks about 15 years ago when moved my family here to Pier. Been involved with the wildlife side of things for the last 15 years, and done a lot of different things for the department, anything from some of our budgeting stuff to managing the license systems, taking care of GIS and federal aid and a lot of those kinds of things, more of the business side of the wildlife division itself. And then I've also done lobbying for the department during legislative session for about the last 8 or 9 years. So that's got me engaged in that legislative process. That's kind of my background on a personal side. I've got a beautiful wife and 3 kids. I've got my first one that's graduating from high school this year. And my wife and I have purchased the family farm out in northwestern South Dakota, my wife's family's farm, and we spend a lot of time out in bison, kind of hobby farming and doing a little hunting and fishing. So that's kind of my story.
So it's you're no stranger to the GF&P then?
No, I've been around for a lot of years and seen a lot of things, but this is my first foray into the park side. Obviously, just across the wall from me, up here in the Foss Building in Pier, is the park side of things. I have a basic understanding of the park system, but I have a bunch to learn, and that is priority one as I moved into this position, is to understand the system a little bit better, start to understand the employees and how we operate, and really looking forward to that new challenge.
You kind of touched on my next thought. You've held your current position as the director for all of, 2 weeks? Let's talk about the position itself. And before we really get into that, more specifically, the steps it took you, Scott, to get where you're at now.
There'd been a longtime director for 30 years, Doug Hofer. And anybody that knows anything about state parks knows that that Doug is, for lack of a better term, maybe the godfather of our South Dakota state parks. He had a shining track record and made, I think, South Dakota state parks what they are today. Doug retired a few years ago, and Katie Sorol stepped into that position. Director Sorol has decided to, she comes from the northeast part of South Dakota. She's made a decision to move back and get a little closer to family, which created this opening. And Secretary Hepler asked me, because I had shown interest in it before, asked me if I still had some interest in taking on this challenge. And, I have been in the same position for several years and just kind of looked for that next challenge. So,
and it challenge, I think, is an understatement, because this is a big job, Scott.
It very much so is. You mentioned that 150 state parks. That by itself is a giant challenge. Custer State Park, the crown jewel of our state park system, is a challenge in and of itself. We've also got other areas that we help manage, cooperatively with the wildlife division, some of these lakeside use areas and some fishing areas. So it isn't just the state parks. It's lots of things that go with it. Anytime that you've got that number of employees, anytime that you've got that level of budget, it definitely comes with some challenges. But, we look at these things like a business. We have budgets that we need to adhere to. We have legislatures to work with. We have customers to serve. And that doesn't change from the job I'm in now to the challenge ahead of me. Those things all need to get taken care of. So I feel a little bit of a level of familiarity with it, but you still need to understand the inner workings, and that's my next big challenge.
You've talked about it a little bit, but let's now get into the Division of Parks and Recreation and really what it's all about.
Okay. It's oversight of 150 state parks. The primary goal is to get folks out into our state parks, camping and doing those kinds of things, providing that outdoor opportunity. Along with that, state parks becomes if you're familiar with them, a lot of them are located around some sort of a water resource. So boating, boating access, those kinds of things are first and foremost, or at least at the lead of a lot of the things we do, is providing that access. It's camping, it's getting people outdoors. That's the focus of game, fish, and parks in general, and not maybe just the division. But for many years, we've seen people that are moving away from the outdoors, and we encourage primarily families through the camping activity to get out and enjoy our state parks and spend a little time outdoors.
From an outsider looking in, it appears that with any job, really, there's a learning curve to everything. And what have you learned so far that's really stuck with you in the short amount of time you've been in this position?
That's an interesting question, because I haven't really made the transition yet. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably the biggest challenge, I guess, for me so far, or the biggest change has been just the level of involvement. When you've got that many, I'm going from a staff of probably 30 to 40 that I oversee right now, and ramping that up considerably, the volume of emails, the amount of information, the areas that you need to be educated in, whether that be Missouri River flooding issues, general flooding that is impacting your campgrounds, putting together budgets for next year already. We're starting in on some of those things. I think it's probably just the hill that needs to be climbed here for me, and is probably the biggest thing that I'm getting my eyes opened up to right now. But again, it's a challenge, and it is something that I look forward to, and I have an unbelievable staff. Our folks in the park system are experts in their field, and so from that standpoint, there is not a lot of things that I'm not coming in with some great big initiative or anything like that. It is basically understanding operations and letting good people do their jobs right now, and getting to know them, and then we'll move forward as opportunities present themselves.
You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Our guest is the new director of the Parks and Recreation Division for the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, Scott Simpson. Scott, you have north of 200 people that work under you. You've talked about that. I'm guessing that their input and knowledge is vital to the success of this division.
Absolutely. It doesn't get done with, whether I'm sitting in the chair or anybody else, it doesn't get done because of that person. It gets done because the people on the ground that are, they're in charge of a particular state park or whatever their area might be. And we, the game, fish, and parks in general, that's something that I learned 15 years ago when I got here. These people made a decision early in their lives that they wanted to be engaged in this activity, whether it be managing a state park, being engaged in those projects that happen at state parks, whether it be over on the wildlife division with our COs and our biologists. This is the most dedicated group of people that I've ever been around, and I come from private business. This particular group is passionate about what they do. They're very knowledgeable about what they do, and they treat the state parks or whatever area that we're talking about, they treat it like their own. It's like their front yard or their backyard or their house. They treat it to that level where they want to make sure that everything is where it needs to be, the way it needs to be, every time that our visitors show up. And I think that, that's what makes this thing, easy for me to step into, because there isn't this great big hurdle to get over from that standpoint. This staff is as good as any in the country, and I truly believe that.
If memory served me correctly, South Dakota covers 77,000 square miles, and I imagine that these north of 200 employees are spread out across that region. How does one such as yourself, in the position that you carry, keep in touch with all of these people?
that's a good question. We're still learning that. I've made some contact with some of the parks folks right now, and you know, just trying to understand, you know, what level do you want me to be involved? How's the best way to communicate with you folks? But my first act here, I guess, as I moved into the director spot, is I've got the next 3 weeks booked with traveling around the state, seeing the sites, meeting the staff. That's my initial voyage on this thing. I really feel that that's important. I've always been a people person. I want to meet these folks. I want to understand what it is how they get satisfaction from their jobs. That's where we're going to start. That's just a beginning. It's going to take, as you mentioned, the learning curve is pretty big on this one. So it'll take a year or better to see all of the places. You know, 150 state parks. You're not going to cross that off the list in a month or two. So, but we're going to get started here in the next couple of weeks. And like I said, I've got the next 3 weeks fully booked to spend time out in the regions with the folks that are on the ground.
In the remaining minutes we have left, I have three thoughts I hope to get to. The first one being, talk about your vision for the Division of Parks and Recreation and where you'd like to see it go or grow, maybe the better term here.
Yeah. You know, we're actually struggling with growth right now. We have had record year after record year of visitation and camping. So that is one of the things I think that we need to probably work on, you know, is creating more capacity. And one of those things that's happening is Palisades State Park down by Sioux Falls. There was just a recent addition, some land holdings down there, that we're going to be able to more than double the size of that park close to Sioux Falls and allow for some more camping. We see this in some of our higher use state parks as well, you know, the Custer State Parks, the Lewis and Clarks, that we're full all the time down there. So one of the big challenges and one of the things that I want to talk to people about is, how do we build more capacity? Because if we've got people that are waiting in line to do something that we want them to do, to be able to partake in the outdoors and camp with family, that's something that we really need to focus on is creating that capacity. Again, that's a budgetary challenge, so we'll have to try to figure that equation out.
My next thought, the last few weeks, South Dakota's had a rough go weather-wise, and how does flooding affect your job? Even though you just started, how does it affect the future as well as your budget?
Yeah, there's a lot of the state parks, a lot of the state holdings are right along these waterways, in particular the Missouri River. You know, when we get over to some of the smaller tributaries like the Big Sioux, the James, those kinds of things, we're going to see some inundation. We anticipated that and made some moves to limit that damage. I know our folks were out moving some structures and sandbagging some places to try to minimize some of that. The Missouri River itself, you know, there was just a meeting yesterday, and I haven't gotten all of the details on that. The Corps is saying that they have enough capacity to manage the water that's there now. You know, that remains to be seen. But we're staying engaged with them, and again, I haven't gotten that update yet. You know, there's definitely impacts that can happen along the Missouri River, and we saw that, you know, not too long ago. And we know we're staying on top of it. We'll make those we'll make the corrections as we need to. And you know, water's water. We just have to deal with it. And a lot of times it comes with you know, some damage, and it affects our budgets. But this staff has been through it before. They know how to handle it, and you know, I'll just try to help them remove any roadblocks that we have to making sure we keep as much safe as we can.
My next thought may come across as a big thought, but I'll give you a chance to answer it the best you can. How does the current political state and the legislative branch affect your job and the ideas you'll push into the future, since you do represent the parks here in South Dakota?
Sure. You know, I think, you know, I've worked in the legislature for years, and I would say that, you know, from a park side, it is not so much in the operations, or the legislature doesn't have an impact there nearly as much as maybe they do on the wildlife side. But where they do have an impact is those dollars, because it does take dollars to run state parks. Though we are about 48% funded with park entrance licenses and some other things, we do rely on some road money. We do rely on just a little bit of general funds. And, you know, I think that, you know, with the infrastructure that we have, playing the game with the legislature, you know, with the support of the governor's office where appropriate, to try to find those funding levels that that make sure that we can take care of the infrastructure that we have and provide that experience to our visitors when they show up. I think that's going to be our biggest challenge into the future.
Scott Simpson is the new director for the Division of Parks and Recreation for the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, rather. Scott, thanks again for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, Chris.